It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And it's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day to have you here, sweetie.
In the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood, and also our wonderful people we have. We have some great new guests coming on. We have, coming up over the next week, we're going to have, today we have Greg Ford on hour three, hour two, Harley Schlangerbach from the Rusch Foundation in Germany, and we got Susan Lindauer. She's got an amazing book out, and we also have, coming up in the next few weeks, we have General Janice Karpinski and Barbara Honegger. I just want to mention those guests. Those are my announcements. Go ahead and do yours.
Do it on the next hour.
Well, I just want to mention that because this is the most popular hour of the week.
Come on. Be nice. Yeah. You said it's a wonderful day. Do you know, Mr. There's a movie out for...
That's why I said it.
Mr. Rogers, right?
That's right.
Stephen Kim are going to
because
it's going to be good.
Because Dr. Bill is the medical Mr. Rogers. I want to be a wonderful day in your house neighborhood.
I think that he's a lot gentler than you, for sure.
Well, actually, you know, Mr. if he actually knows his background, he's actually...
you know what, if I think of who you're like, it's not Mr.
Rogers.
He's got a
tough background, military background, by the way. He's a very gentle man, but he's also tough, so believe it or not. I'm gentle and tough, both.
Well, you know, Bill, we have a sale coming up next week.
Right.
And hello, everyone out there in the NutraMedical land. And I know you look forward to Thanksgiving. That's a big, big sale for the... for the whole year, isn't it, Bill? That's
it is
one of
indeed.
Our biggest sales. So I thought I'd give you a heads up on a few things. The first thing is the sale will start on November 26th. That's a Tuesday.
Right.
And then the sale will go through to midnight, December the 3rd, a Tuesday.
Whoa.
Keeping it simple.
Okay, just a second. Let me look at my calendar to make sure I know exactly which day you're talking about.
Oh, you need to look. You're going to take part of the sale, Bill?
Yeah, so you're talking about midnight on the 26th, which basically means all of the Wednesday, the 27th, right through. Okay, that's nice.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
What did I say? I said, are you going to take part in the sale? Like, you're getting it all written down? And you're
I want to make sure I get the best deals possible. Okay, go ahead. Just to be funny.
Boy, there's going to be a lot of sales out there, I think, everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Are you interested in the coupon code?
Yes. So is the coupon code going to be over for the holiday? But will it be over?
The coupon code will be THANKS. Keep it simple. THANKS. THANKS.
Again, I'm going to give a couple different thanks, okay, just while you're doing that, just an intro. Number, thanks to the Most High God that oversees us, no matter
Amen.
What's going on.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the hearings being over, certainly. Thanks for us being able to finally get in contact with POTUS Week and make him the best president ever. Thanks for people getting all their nutraceuticals at NutraMedical only, so they support our business and our ministry so we can expand and get out to more people and help more people.
Yes.
Both physically, geopolitically, and spiritually with the truth.
Yes, if you're listening, I don't know if you know this, but our only source of income is NutraMedical.
Right.
Or NutraMeds.
That's what my last thanks, because I want people to understand that. There are some people that have listened for years and they don't buy any nutraceuticals. They go to Amazon or some department store and they're not getting any advice.
Well, they think you're independently wealthy.
Oh, yeah. They must think I'm another billionaire, like some of these guys trying to run for the Democratic Party. Like, oh, yeah, I didn't sell coal mines and try to be an environmentalist like one of the guys. I'm not going to mention his name.
I don't know what you're talking about.
One of the guys that's now running for president that jumped in the last minute in the thing there. That's pretty funny, isn't it?
Okay, how about, are you ready for the phone calls that I got this week?
I am indeed.
Hey, I'm going to start right off with one of our favorite customers. Not that we want to have favorites, but
right.
Vincent from Ohio, Bill. You know exactly who I'm talking
right.
about, the musician, and he's been around for many,
right.
many moons. His friend, Caroline, has what, and I wrote this down so I say it right, malignant hyperthermia. Malignant hyperthermia. Difficulty in warm weather or hot weather, especially excessive sweating and redness, and she's had this for a long time.
Right. Well, the first thing we want to do is find the underlying cause. If they don't know what the cause is because they didn't properly investigate, I'll give you the different cause categories. Number one, dysautonomia, where the autonomic nervous system is out of balance. That means there's nuclei in the base of the brain and gut nuclei that can be a factor. Number two, hyperthyroidism is the most common, and hyperadrenalism, like you call Addison's, hyperadrenalism syndrome, where you've got excessive production of adrenal hormone, stress hormones,
mm-hmm.
and those can be factors in that. So most likely I need to look over their medical records and see what they've done already, and decide if we need to do advanced investigations, because I do investigations that go beyond even the subspecialists in terms of certified federal, U.S., and overseas labs, imaging studies, and advanced immunotoxicology, etc. I need to know what her industrial background is. She worked with toxic chemicals, solvents, whatever. And I need to know if she's worked around high-intensive electromagnetic radiation like some of our military personnel. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have to find out what's going on there. Most likely the doctors have been sloppy and not done enough investigations to find a cause. And then I'd like to approach it nutritionally and nutraceutically rather than pharmaceutically. Now, it's very rare that you'll need a pharmaceutical, but I refer to doctors that can do that. I do not provide any nutraceutical advice. Any pharmaceutical advice. Nutraceutical and technology, okay, which is good because most of the time you can conquer something with nutraceuticals and technology.
So what would it be a protocol for her,
For Caroline? There isn't one because it's too hard to know what's going on. Because if you have hyperthyroidism, you have to actually stop the overactive thyroid, and you can use antioxidants like Cell Defense Plus and high-dose Power C. Those can kind of tamp things down. And if you go in, we're talking about real high-dose power, so we're talking about 4 to 6 capsules four times a day.
Right.
And Cell Defense Plus, at least 2 capsules four times a day. We want to reduce free radicals, which can be a factor, and there's often a stealth infection if you've got somebody with chronic hyperthermia. So I would recommend Nutridyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day, and Allicin Med, 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day. But you see, that deals with stealth infections and deals with elevated cytokine levels.
So it'd be kind of good to start on that.
Yeah, I can start on that, yeah. But then I'd say we're probably going to need to do a full consult. We won't be waiting for a month and whatever. She needs to get to purchase 2 time units initially, fill in the 11-page history form, attach all labs, and we go. Sometimes people want to meet a miracle thing when they say, well, 6 things will work, Doc, but give me 2. No, you're not going to get better on 2, especially when you have a complex condition that everyone else failed on and doesn't even know the cause, okay?
Next Bill is Jeremy from Pacifica, California. Jeremy Bill just recently purchased a 264 lumen photon.
Right.
And he wants to know, first of all, what's the difference in the lumen photons? He said he thought there's 4 different kinds. Like 1 is far infrared. He thought the 2 is near infrared, 3 is red, and 4 is blue.
No, there's
and
not.
Red
there's,
mixed.
There's only 2. There's only 2 different types, okay? Or actually 3. Firstly, all of the pads are far and near infrared. Okay?
Okay.
The blue light pads, there are 2 types. There's one has far and near and the blue light pad. The other one has just far infrared, it has just far infrared and blue. So there's actually 3 types.
What's the difference?
The far and near infrared work on the full spectrum of infrared light to stimulate the healing, turn off inflammation, improve perfusion, raise the redox or zeta potential of the cells, and stimulate your stem cells. And then the blue light pads can either be with both far and near infrared and the blue light pad, or the blue light pad will have blue light and the far infrared.
Yeah, he also asked, what are the different targeted ailments? Which ones?
The blue light pads are for skin.
Blue is for skin.
Right, okay. Either one, the 2 different blue subtypes.
Yeah.
And the red is for everything else.
That means
frequency one and two are stimulatory. Frequency 3 is for skin and brain and peripheral nervous system. Frequency 4 is the internal organs. Frequency 5 is glandular, thyroid, parathyroid, adrenals, ovaries, whatever. And frequency number 6 and 7 are to turn off inflammation.
Next is Martin from Kentucky. He's been diagnosed, Bill, with retinitis pigmentosus.
Right. That's an inflammatory condition in the retina.
Yeah. He said that just like one day he could see, and then it just over just a few days. He started
tunnel vision.
And he says it does, the rods and cones start to go with this disease or something. So, and colors. And so I guess it's a pretty scary thing, right?
Right. Conventional doctors basically only have things like steroids, which are not very good. I recommend Vision Max 2 capsules twice a day, the full range of antioxidants, H2-plex, ultrathiamin B1, celtic glutathione, Cell Defense Plus, and Gamma A Plus, and the Gamma A Plus and the Cell Defense Plus. Mm-hmm. You want to take the vessel, is Veinaway, Vessel Care, Cardiovasc, Omega Supreme Pro, Neurogen for remyelinating the back of the eye, and anti-inflammatories like Inflamex.
Mm-hmm. He also was asking for something for memory. He's in his 60s, and him and his wife feel like their memory is not as good as it used to be. I suggested brain power, and he wanted two things. I said brain power and cognition plus.
You got them. That's two.
Is that good?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, our friend Leroy Bill, Leroy from New York. He's finally got a diagnosis from his doctor on his scalp condition. It's lichen simplex chronicitis.
It's called chronicus.
Oh, chronicus?
Yeah, chronicus. Yeah.
Chronicus.
It's Latin.
And so that's a quick protocol for that.
It's like a benign, almost like paracancer condition of the skin. So you want to apply curcumin.
Yeah, what is it? You'd kind of like to know what it is.
It's where you get scaling of the skin that piles up the squamous cells on the skin, and you get inflammatory changes occurring with that.
And what causes that? How do you get that?
Most problems like that are due to a stealth infection and a local immune reaction to it where you get cytokines in the skin. So you want to use curcumin cream, and I would put NutriSilver on the surface first every 2 hours to 3 hours, and put curcumin cream on and pregnenolone. And then I would take internally to kill off the pathogens, Neutrodyne, 15 drops of water 3 times a day, and Allicin Med to start. I'd add Nutrimune 26Y immunoglobulins and NutriDefense. But the silver you place every 2 to 3 hours, I'm going to put the creams on, curcumin cream and pregnenolone cream on the skin.
Here's an interesting question. Just talked to Jennifer this morning, and she said, Bill, what's the word Sukkot, right? Sukkot.
Right.
Sukkot. Sukkot. What does that mean? What is that?
Well, in what context?
Just, what is it, a holiday? Is it, what is
Sukkot? Oh, you took Sukkot.
Oh.
It's a Hebrew holiday.
And what is the right pronunciation for it? She's wondering.
S-U-K-K-O-T, Sukkot.
It's not Sukkot?
Well, you can do it other ways. There's people who say it that way, too, yeah.
Okay. And what holiday is that?
What do you think it is?
I think it's in around the Feast of Tabernacles.
Let me give you the little.
What do I think it is? Now he's going to look it up.
I'm actually going to pull it up because I want to say formally what the supernet says.
What do I think it is? That's a good one, Bill.
Yeah.
Gee. What else do I have in there? Now Bill's going to be. What are you doing, Bill? You're going to go on the internet now, or you?
Yeah, I'm just going to pull up
some more questions and everything.
I'll have up for you in a second here.
Is Hanukkah an actual holiday?
Yeah, well, Hanukkah is the Feast of Hanukkah is 8 days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where they have the candles they talked about.
Is that considered part of the Torah, Hanukkah?
Well, it's not part of the Torah. The Torah is five books.
No, but
books
I mean
of the,
part of the, I don't know, forget it.
Just no, it came out of the Torah. It goes back to Moses. It was written, the Torah is the five books of the Torah, which is five books. Okay.
And that's what Tom from Scotland tells me, Bill. Hi, Tom, by the way.
Yeah.
You're listening. Sukkot,
yeah.
See, wasn't I right? Around the Feast of Tabernacles, right?
It's around that. Let me just give you here. Commonly referred to the Feast of Tabernacles.
I was right.
Feast of Ingathering, but let me explain.
What do you
it's
know?
The Feast of Tabernacles is the start of the, where they have a sukkah, which is like a little place outside the temple. Where they put up like the ulav and the etrog, and they have little palm branches on it.
Yeah,
and
you got we did that back in Colorado, remember that?
Well, you actually
got little like a shack,
And you actually sleep outside the temple is what they would do.
Remember we did that.
And basically, the Sukkot is the start of the period of sanctification of the temple. Right.
Okay.
By the way, so we talked about this yesterday. The temple now. Is since Jesus sacrifices us, it's not a building. So if they try to build a building, and there's evangelicals here in America and a very tiny minority of Jews, it will be the abomination that desolates. And both the Messianic Hebrew rabbis that are now believe in Jesus in Israel, mm-hmm. they're friends of Pastor Gallup's, and Pastor Gallup's another top. People understand this? Building a temple in Israel is the abomination that desolates. So if they do build one...
And also resuming the sacrifice, because Jesus is already...
He's the ultimate sacrifice. And we are now the temple. Not a building, us.
We better take care of the temple.
That's right.
Get your nutraceuticals. Take advantage of that sin.
Right, and pray for those that are bad temples. They got a little devil running around inside them like Hillary Clinton, etc.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
you got two, you got to manage.
That's a big one. Number two, so management.
Two big ones. Two big jobs.
Here we are, Bill. We're back.
And so we are back. Mishi, please continue with your emails now. I see you have a whole fistful of emails. We need
you
to respond.
You always say fistful, and I always say handful. Yeah.
Well, when it's clenched like you're a warrior, it's a fist, I call it.
But I'm not clenching, look.
Okay,
I'm
look,
very
okay.
Relaxed. Okay, let's start with Penny. Hi, Penny, over there from Montana. She goes, hello, Dr. Bill. In addition to continuing my dietary protocols, mostly plant-based diet, following the protocols you recommended, etc., supplements. Thank you for working. This is just an email to say thank you. I truly
right.
believe God has directed me and connected me with individuals such as yourself.
Right. You want to know the story behind her?
Yeah. Was she doing? What all did she do? She says it's led her to reversing and healing from stage 4 cancer, IDC, invasive ductal carcinoma. May God greatly bless you and Michelle, and you too, Penny. God blesses everyone.
Okay, whenever you get therapy, I recommend various layers, depending on how you respond. And she did not have private insurance, so she had to pay directly for whatever she got. So she just she decided to just do our supplements and also to use some other technology, but just basically her supplements. And she managed to get regression of her tumor to where the point is just have a nodule there. Instead of having mastectomy, chemo, and radiation, she had none of those. She had, because we monitor with cancer tests out of Oncolabs in New Jersey, her tests went back from positive to negative. So we actually showed that. Now, I said the next layer for investigations, if you can afford it, is a spiral thin section CT scan and a PET scan within 48 hours, or other cancer cell markers. Because those are the gold standard. They're more sensitive than just an Oncolab test marker. I recommend that the next layer to that, we have the cancer vaccine against the blood vessels that need to try, that Donald Trump passed as a need to try thing test. We have the dendritic vaccine. We have IPT cancer chemotherapy, which she didn't do yet. So depending on how her status is, most people that survive cancer have got cancer stem cells in their body. The only product in the world that gets rid of cancer stem cells is our cell defense curcumin. All right? Everything else is good. Our elagic acid malignant block you take for maintenance, but the only thing that actually gets rid of the cancer mother cells or stem cells is our curcumin product, cell defense, and high-dose power C.
Next is Steve from Tennessee. Dr. Deagle, thanks for your good advice. I didn't have time to do a lot of self-applied treatments. I was in the hospital from Friday till Tuesday, and the doctor inserted a pacemaker into my body, so the heart has a good rate now.
Right.
You're familiar with
this? Yeah, I am familiar with the situation, yeah.
This whole thing. And you already gave him a protocol for, what was his problem, Bill?
Bradycardia, a slow heart rate. Now, the thing is, his doctors are sloppy. They needed to do a full 72-hour Holter monitor. Probably need to do a His bundle study to look for conduction pathway problems. High-speed CT scan to look for calcification of the conduction pathways and arteries. And a cardiolite scan to see if he has blocked arteries, which is more sensitive than a treadmill test. I don't recommend the nuclear spectroscopy, which doctors use through LabCorp and Quest. I recommend lipid electrophoresis, cardiac cytokines, and markers that are indicative of heart disease. And those are better to be measured at labs like Meridian Valley Labs or a lab I use in Texas. So he probably will require a consultation, but I'd recommend those other tests he can do with his local cardiologist.
Okay. Next is Sheila Bill from Michigan. Hi, Dr. Bill. I'm currently taking your Power C Plus and love it. We all love that, Sheila.
Right.
I sure do.
Right.
I'm 58 and have a family history of osteoporosis.
Right.
I would like to build up my bones and need your help. What supplements can you recommend to take to help prevent or delay osteoporosis? Thank you so much for your help.
Well, first off, our bone generator is actually bone crystals, calcium hydroxyapatite, with bone collagen, bone hormones, and other cofactors. So you want to take six, a half an hour after your two largest meals. You can open them up if you want to make a smoothie too. Secondly, you want to take Micel D3 four to five twice a day, 5,000 units. Myco D2, two capsules twice a day at least. Full vitamin
K2.
This is
preventative. Now she's talking
preventative. This is preventative because what's happening if your already bones are going bye-bye and you can measure endourine, deoxypyridinium, and pyridinylene that are showing the signs of bone being ripped apart, and you can do a DEXA scan every 6 months to a year. The DEXA scan, though, only shows bone density, doesn't show the strong bones, because if you take the bisphosphonate drugs that the doctors give, they actually destroy the collagen in your bone, and even if it's more dense than the DEXA scan, it can still fracture. So when the dumb doctors give you bisphosphonate drugs, they actually can make your bones more dense, but they're fragile. It's like building a rebar, building an overpass without concrete or steel in it.
Right.
Right? You can't do that. You got to have collagen in your bone, your bones can shatter.
So you say the bone generator, the micell D3.
Myco D2, Flavin K2, Collagen Max, and the Myco D2. And you need to take
that.
Yeah, you need to take all those basic
ones.
That's
oncomycin.
Yeah, yeah. And that, those would be the preventive ones. You can also use Lumen Photon over the areas of weakness on the DEXA bone scan. And if you have a Sonic Life, the full body vibration compresses the piezoelectric crystals of your bones and makes them more dense. Plus, we have epigenetic frequency therapies as well. But depending on how bad it is, if you've got a surgical neck of your hip and a lumbar vertebrae, because if you get a collapse, you need a neurosurgical process where they blow it back up again and put cement in there. It's a really big procedure, and you can often be stuck in a striker bed for months while they rehab you in hospital. Not
so
funny.
Yeah, so there's osteoporosis, there's osteoarthritis, right? They're not in any way related.
No.
No, totally different things. It's just
right.
Osteo is just bone. Is that
right,
what osteo
exactly.
means?
Right, exactly, yeah, yeah.
Clayton from Athabasca, Alberta, Canada.
Right.
Hi, Dr. Bill. Actually, all I have is a question for you. I don't need a full package or even a call. How about that? Hopefully one unit, there's your Canadian bill.
Right, right, right.
Hopefully funny. One unit is okay for that. Oh, he purchased a consult.
No. When I heard the rest of his email, I've already talked to him over several months now, and
okay,
he needed
well,
a full consult.
Okay, let me read his email, because he's listening to hear your answer to
right.
his email, okay?
Right.
My question's about a pulse sound in my left ear that has been there for about 2 months. I have seen my family doctor, and he does not seem to know much about it, and he isn't concerned with it.
Right.
It's not very loud, and if I'm driving or around background noise, I do not notice it. In bed, if I lay on my right side, it usually goes away.
Right.
I can also hear noises from the joints and muscles as I move my head, too, and it's mainly in the left ear. I had my ears tested, and the hearing is good, so is the pressure in the ears. There was also a brain MRI done a month ago, not for the ear, though, and it was for undiagnosed TIA I had in April. TIA as well.
Transient ischemic attack, meaning it's a warning of a stroke.
Okay. And we previously discussed MRIs for a long time. That was normal. That came down. So what are your thoughts on the pulse sound in my ear?
Most common thing is the blockage of your eustachian tube or the connections there, so you're getting abnormal conductive hearing changes. So you can hear internal sounds inside your head, but your hearing sensitivity is okay, but your eustachian tube is blocked. That's the most common
How
thing.
How do you unblock that?
Well, the most common thing is you have sinusitis, or you've got abnormal eustachian tube. You've got there's what's called the Waldeyer's ring. It's swollen of lymphatic tissue at the top of your throat, so you got low-grade infection or allergies. And it'll compress the tube so where it either exits into your throat or all the way up to your middle ear. And if there's any form of blockage there or swelling, sometimes it's associated with sinusitis. And you got drainage from your sinus cavities into your throat, which can cause inflammation and blockage of the Waldeyer ring and the tube connecting your middle ear and your throat.
Well, then wouldn't the Allicin Med be good for that?
Yeah, Neutrodyne Allicin Med and NutriSilver spray in the nose, 4 to 6 sprays at each nostril, 4 times a day will help tremendously. And anti-inflammatory, I would use probably something like a high-dose Power C to start with, and maybe cell defense.
Okay. Next is Ken. Dr. Ken, Bill.
Ah.
From South Carolina.
Dr.
Didn't
Ken.
You talk to him?
Yeah, I did talk to him.
He needed a protocol for atrial fibrillation.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
So
yeah.
What is the protocol for that? Because I bet you there's a few people interested out there.
Well, you need to be on atrial fibrillation means you're starting to have some damage to your conduction pathways. There's atrial ventricular and sinoatrial node. The sinoatrial node, when it gets damaged, can start reentrant rhythm or circular rhythm patterns. Usually means you're getting calcification. So you need the cardiovascular tincture, 15 drops equals 1 capsule. Usually for a male, at least 3 capsules to 4 capsules twice a day. You'll need to take CoQ10 Supreme, 2 soft gels twice a day,
I think it's three capsules once a day on the bottle.
For which one?
For cardiovascular.
Not. Minimum twice a day, three capsules twice a day.
Really?
Minimum.
So you have to... Oh, that's if you're a man, but a woman is...
Two capsules twice a day. Not once a day, twice a day.
Even a woman takes
two? Yes. Yeah, at least. If she's a small woman, she's a big woman, she may need larger. Big man needs four capsules. Anyway, CoQ10 Supreme, two soft gels twice a day. Magnesium glycinate, three capsules twice a day. Forskolin, which helps to stop atrial arrhythmias, at least one to two capsules twice a day. Forskolin, full vitamin K2 to reverse calcification. Those are the core, because when you have atrial fibrillation, it's so common, it's also quite nasty, because if you have are forming clots in your right atrium, you're going to fire them off to your left atrium, and about a quarter of the population has a flap valve called an ostium secundum defect. And you can only tell if you have it if you do a transient soft gel echo, which means you have to drop the catheter down your throat and look sideways at your heart. You can't go through your chest wall to see if you see an ostium secundum defect.
Oh.
Transient soft gel echo, it's called TEE. Mm-hmm. If you don't do the TEE, you cannot tell. And so the doctor, if they don't, and sometimes doctors are sloppy, they just give you a clot busting drug, you know, or, you know, Xarelto, Eliquis. And what they should do is know exactly what your physiology is before they start doing that.
Right.
And I like nattokinase better. I do not like Xarelto, Eliquis, low molecular weight heparin, or Coumadin. Rat poison. Rat.
Bill, Dr. Kim was also asking for a protocol for prostate cancer. Was he diagnosed with both of those?
Yes. He's had prostate cancer, and he tried some therapies on it. The thing is that what he told me that they did was completely inadequate to determine if the cancer's gone. And I'll give you the gold standard. First off, if you got prostate cancer and you have a positive cancer marker test in your blood, then you do a transrectal ultrasound and needle biopsy with a radiologist, and they do a karyotype analysis under a microscope, electron microscopy. That's the gold standard with a pathologist.
Okay, yeah.
If you're trying to make to the test, you do a free and combined PSA. The free and combined will tell you if it's likely prostate enlargement or cancers. That's a simple blood test, and most insurance will cover it.
Yeah.
Okay? For the cancer prevention and treatment, you have to follow a full kidney cancer protocol. You want to take our antipathogenics and your cancer things. So we start off with ellagic acid, four capsules, four times a day. Maligna block, four capsules, four times a day. Power C plus, 10 to 12 capsules as a smoothie open, four times a day. You want to be taking Cell Defense Plus, which is going to curcumin, to try two capsules, three capsules, four times a day. This is to fight the cancer.
Yeah, this is when you have cancer.
When you got cancer. He has it, actually. Until proven otherwise, he's got
that and atrial.
Right, and you do not do radiation therapy or proton beam therapy. You do not do chemotherapy unless you do IPT, where you send the test to Greece, which is the best lab. I used to use one in Germany. They'll tell you not only what the cancer is sensitive to, but give you a low-dose chemo. You use insulin to try to drop the dosage down so it goes selectively to the cancer only. And then you can get a dendritic vaccine. We also have a vaccine against the blood vessels of cancer. So I also like to detox the prostate with xenoestrogen detox and semethyl. Of chemicals, heavy metals, and often Keeler Max, because there's often heavy metals in there as well as chemicals. Because the prostate gland is a filter, like the bottom like of your sink. It filters all these toxins out and grabs them. So that's the reason why prostate cancer is so high in males. By the time you're in the seventh decade, you're virtually guaranteed to get prostate cancer, even if it's a benign or low-grade one. By the seventh decade, most men have got a prostate cancer cooking.
Ooh. And what happens to women?
Women get other kinds of cancers. Women get breast cancer earlier, and they can get ovarian cancer. But the most common is uterine cancer or breast cancer.
What was I reading, that women get heart attacks?
Yeah, and they actually get sneakier symptoms.
Yeah.
Most women,
that they die. If they get a heart attack, they don't...
The first symptom in men that they have heart disease is death in about 25%, but in women it's 55%. So they're 30% more likely their first symptom that they have a heart problem is they're dead.
And what,
suddenly they're sitting at the table and... They're dead. That's
otherwise,
it.
What is your symptom? First
symptoms, if you're non-diabetic, is chest pain or fluttering in your chest and faintness, right?
That's why I said you're not Mr. Rogers. You just smacked your hand there so hard that I just jumped.
Well, no,
Mr. Rogers doesn't do that.
No,
scared
well,
me.
I don't do education. I do shockucation.
Honestly.
Shockucation.
I don't know how loud that was for you guys out
women,
there.
Women think they're okay, and they're not. They haven't been tested. They need to get tested.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
And welcome back. And Mishi, have some more questions. We have lots of neat people here. By the way, if you want a free starter protocol, I'm the only telemedicine doctor in the world that'll provide you a free protocol to start with, and tell you what tests you can do with your local doctor, what supplements you can take now from us. And then if you do not get progress or it's a condition is too serious, I will graduate you to a full-blown consult where you do a video recording, reviewing your labs, x-ray, MRI, and then sending a test. Please go.
Next bill is Mona in an email. She says, well, I placed an order today, something I've wanted to do for a long time. She says, years, in fact, Bill. That always gets you good. However, I didn't order an Allison product as I wanted to because of something I read lately that Allison is not bioavailable. Something about in the liver, I guess. gets destroyed or something, she said.
That's not true.
She said, I would like to add a bottle of the Allison Med to my order, but first would like to know if the information in the article holds true, because I'm thinking your Allison is different.
Well, first off, regular Allison is not stabilized. Ours, we have a special, ours is a German source stabilized with a special enzymatic blocker that'll block it from being destroyed by the regular enzymes in your body or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yes, regular Allison, like in garlic, is destroyed within a matter of minutes after you eat garlic. Ours isn't. Now, Peter Josting has one technology. We have a different one from Germany. Our price is less than half of the per milligram, so you can get 200 milligrams more of ours, and it's less than half the price of the Allison from Peter Josting in
yeah.
the UK.
And we have both. We have, of course, our Allison bed with the German technology, and we have Peter Josling's, the Ali Max.
Right.
That's just the 30 caps, a small bottle.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Let me see. Who's next? Bill will do Gail from Missouri. Hi, Michelle. Did you get my email regarding my daughter and her alcoholism? One of her doctors put her on a huge dose of Effexor.
Yeah, it's an antidepressant,
And it caused her to want to hurt herself.
Yeah, you know why it does that?
Why?
Well, it's related to a drug I call Killijack, called Prozac. And whenever our troops come back, they give them Killijack. Now, when you take Killijack, it takes away any suppression you would have harming your family or killing yourself.
Oh, wow.
So if you feed it to animals, like predators out in the ocean, the animals will actually literally swim into the mouth of their predator that usually tries to fight and eat them.
Well, she goes to say, she said she went into Lindner Center, wherever that is, and has been stepping down off the drug ever since. She is down to 37.5 milligrams every other day starting tomorrow. They had her on 150 milligrams a day, Bill.
Wow.
She'll be with me tomorrow because every time she steps down the dosage, she goes through 3 days of crisis.
Right.
It must be with someone to help
her
through.
Well, we can give her things that will buffer that.
Then she levels
out there. If I give her 5 HTP Cross, 2 capsules 3 times a day, BioLVR, Superfoli, Paramethyl B12, and Simethyl, 1 sachet twice a day, it'll completely stop her withdrawal crises. And also we need things to calm her down, which we have GABA T2, 1 capsule to 2 capsules 3 times a day, Calm Mind, Brain Mag, and Stress to Go, which is the anti-stress hormones, 1 capsule to 2 capsules 3 times a day. If you take those supplements, you can slide very smoothly in without side effects and won't have problems. Now, antidepressants are bad, but the best drug, or most dangerous drugs to withdraw, are benzodiazepines. And the benzos, if you withdraw from them, you'll seizure. So you need to take our nutraceuticals as you're tapering down in dosage.
Mm-hmm. She says she's a good, she's in a good Christian-based counseling now, and to continue to pray for her.
Right. Good.
Anthony Bell, in an email, says, "Hello, Dr. Deagle. Recently, my wife experienced a mental break. The physicians, of course, prescribe, here we have more stuff, Bill, SRIs, specifically Zyprexa, 15 milligrams, hydrozinine, or Zyzine, 50 milligrams, and Trazodone, 50 milligrams. I've been a listener. Here's another person, Bill. I've been a listener for a while, but never felt compelled to purchase. Hey, if you're listening, please feel compelled to purchase.
Actually, you know,
that's how we're able to sit here and have the radio show.
I want to be a little funny here, Misha. You know what qualifies you to be compelled to purchase? You listen, you ask questions, and you're suffering and need help. Right?
How about your breathing?
I know that.
That's
in other words, just listening means you should call us or contact us, right?
Anyways, Bill, this is more serious here because he needs an alternative to help his wife. He doesn't want her on all those SRIs.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Well, first off, I just mentioned it.
Yeah, you did. Maybe. Is it the same thing?
Same thing, exactly.
Okay. So exactly?
Exactly.
Because that's for a mental breakthrough, and the other one was...
Well, the doctors are crazy. To be honest with you, if you ask the average psychiatrist or psychologist, and you ask them about brain chemistry and neurotransmitter conversion, etc., and brain seizures in non-motor areas, they're completely clueless. They know nothing about living pathology. It's dangerous how little they know, to be honest with you. And these are qualified specialists.
On a positive note, Bill, what specifically would he have her take? Because she's on all of this
stuff. I already said it. Okay, do you want to go over it again?
just quickly, the top three.
No, there's no top three. This is so serious. If you try to take three, you're not going to do it. You need to take 5-HTP cross.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2 capsules 3 times a day.
Right.
You need to take stress. You need to take stress to go 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take BioLVR, superfolate paramethyl B12, and probably some methyl to methylate, because you have to convert the 5-HTP to serotonin, melatonin, and you need to calm the brain down. That's why we have GABA T2, stress to go, etc. And if you don't take all those, because it's very serious trying to come off these damn drugs, they're dangerous. A lot of people coming off these drugs commit suicide, or they feel so bad they go back on them even though they feel terrible on them.
Yeah.
So
that's sad.
You got to understand this is a form of what I call pharmaceutical assault. There's a quote in the Bible, Revelation 9, it says, and they would not repent of pharmakia. You know what pharmakia is?
Pharmacy.
Going to the pharmacy.
Drugs.
Polypharmacy.
And drugs.
Pharmakia.
How about could it be all drugs? No, drugs.
No, not all drugs. Some drugs, if they're used like a laser or scalpel. Pharmakia, you know what the word pharmakia means?
Just tell me.
Wizardry. What? It means you're formulating like a wizardry thing to summon demons. So pharmakia opens up the astral gate in some of these people that are taking these drugs to being possessed.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not good.
And of course there are some good drugs, aren't there, Bill?
Yeah, but you have to know how to use them. I mean, the problem is, like any drug, I'd say drugs have got a place anywhere from 10 to 20% in some kind of cases. 80% of the time it's meddlesome, dangerous, and a lot of the drugs are FDA approved in adults, but they're not approved in children. Or if a pregnant mother takes an SSRI like the ones we just talked about, the chances are almost guaranteed their child's going to have ADD, ADHD, or Asperger's permanently, brain damaged. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's sad.
Nah, it's sad. It's criminal. Yeah. It's not just sad.
Next is Ray, Bill, in an email.
Right.
Hi, Dr. Deagle. My name is Raymond. I just started listening to you a few months ago, and I think you have some great information that has been helpful to me. I have a medical question for a friend of mine. She's in her late 50s, early 60s.
Right.
She's about 5'5" and 145 pounds. She's starting to get pretty bad arthritis in her hands. Is there anything that you can recommend to help her, or anything that she should cut out of her lifestyle?
Yeah, first off, for arthritis in your hands, you want to take our anti-inflammatories like Cell Defense Plus and Arthritics, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day, and then Inflamix for women, 2 capsules 3 times a day, for man, 3. We start off with that. If that hasn't settled it within 2 weeks, then we need to do more involved layers of investigation and probably a consult. Because she could have an osteoarthritic degeneration, or she could inflammatory like lupus, mixed connective tissue disease, or some other form like earlier rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
So you need to find out if it's osteo or rheumatoid or some other inflammatory autoimmune arthritis.
Now, if you have osteoarthritis, is there anything that in your diet that can make it worse?
Yeah, pro-inflammatory fats like arachidonate. So do not eat, personally, hydrogenated vegetable oil, non-grass-fed beef, or anything that is we call pro-inflammatory in terms of your diet. Don't have a high glycemic diet, which means a lot of sugar. Famous Splenda, Adventamase, Sulfam, these other things that create free radicals. And try to have a lot more polyphenols, which means more vegetables and greens. We have our NutriComplete, which will make up for that. And our Green Tea Supreme, polyphenols help to kind of cool off the joints. We have also our joint performance that helps with your joints too.
Yeah, the hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, and hyaluronic acid and collagen max. One or two joint performance twice a day, and one collagen max twice a day will help a lot too. And then around the joints, you can put curcumin cream and pregnenolone cream. You can put them on.
What's nice about joint performance, you wouldn't know from the name that it's hyaluronic acid, but that's great for your skin.
Right.
All my lady friends out there.
Right.
Including myself, we take it.
Right.
Next is June from Florida. Dr. Deagle, with the spread of the flu worldwide lately, what should we take to help prevent getting it?
It's called an inoculum. In other words, the amount of virus needs to kill you, so you basically take all the time NutriDefense. Then you also
take. What did
you
say?
The inoculum is the number of organisms to cause an infection, primary infection in you. So if you take NutriDefense and NutriSilver all the time, every day,
yes,
you won't get sick. That kills the virus, because the NutriDefense destroys the viral capsid. The NutriSilver will kill all viruses, because the most common pathogens in the environment are not bacterial, they're viral.
So those two.
Like the Nova virus going on in Colorado right now, they're closing 26 schools and the Air Force Academy. It's all related to a virus. It's a virus.
Melinda in an email. Dr. Deagle, hello. I am a corn allergy sufferer. I'm searching for any help that can be offered to me. It is especially a taunting task to avoid corn.
Right.
I have MCS also, which is...
Multiple chemical sensitivities.
Okay. I would appreciate any info you can give me to help. Today I found the Corn Freedom website, which is awesome, and I read today that I cannot take any medicine because it has corn. It all has corn.
Not all medicine, only some medicines.
She said, I had to take Benadryl the other day because I was around cats. Do you know of an alternative?
Well, Allerblock is Benadryl will sedate and does other interactions. I'd recommend Allerblock and take high-dose Power-C every day. And if you have allergies, most commonly you have a stealth infection in your gut and elsewhere, like in your sinuses. Mm-hmm. And that sensitizes you to food, et cetera. So we can desensitize you, and we can also use other technologies. So
She says, shalom and aloha. She must be from Hawaii.
Yeah, there you go. Shalom. She must be Hebrew or Messianic Christian. How's mm-hmm. that?
Yeah. So you were saying for her was what, Bill? Is it the Allerblock?
Allerblock and high-dose Power-C, and she probably needs to take for inhaled allergies, Nutrisilver in her nose. And taking things to kind of clean up her gut, things like Living Probiotic twice a day, Living Probiotic Ultra. Very often people have food allergies when they say the MCS, like to corn and other things, they got leaky gut. And they got gut was called dysbiosis.
When she said she had to take Benadryl, is Benadryl okay to take?
No, it's not. It's a sedative drug, and it also can interact with other medical drugs. I recommend Allerblock.
No, I was just saying that
it's not okay.
It's not a good drug.
Most drugs are bad, to be honest. Especially when you take them all the time, like people do, or they take stupid things like proton pump inhibitors or hydrogen blockers in your gut. So you end up with a non-acid stool coming down, your stomach content coming to your pancreas and your upper duodenum, and then you get SIBO, which is small intestinal bowel overgrowth, because most people have food allergies who've got SIBO, which are predisposed you to gallbladder disease and stones, but also to pancreatic cancer and pancreatitis that can kill you. And everybody like our guy, the Canadian that was running the game show, and Aretha Franklin that recently died, they're all had SIBO.
Right. Let's see. Next is Daniel from Indiana.
Right.
He says he has something here, Bill, called ischemic. What is that? Toe. Purple ischemic toe? What is that? I purchased, he said, the natokinase and the
vein. Well, let me see what he's talking about with his toe.
A purple what's that word?
Purple and ischemic, it means he's got circulatory problems. He's probably diabetic or has some circulatory problems.
Yeah, it says he had a CT scan, and they had complete blockages in both legs. And below the knee, that's probably what made it
Well, the
purple,
best is an arteriogram, and the best one I like is what's called a nuclear magnetic angiography. And if you have a blockage, a NEVA scan, we'll pick it up first, the NEVA, which is non-invasive. Mm-hmm. If you have it, we can open up the arteries with our protocols, like natokinase, cardiovascular, vitamin K2 and enzymes.
He took Vainaway. He bought the
Vainaway. Vainaway is very helpful. Yeah. So yeah.
Well, we must go. Hey, don't forget the sale will be starting on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, and the coupon is thanks, THANKS.
Exactly.
Thank you for listening, and we're gone. That's it.